This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill that would protect public health officials in Colorado from having their personal information posted online gets its first hearing this week. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Current laws protect government workers and police officers from so-called doxing. That's when someone's home address or phone number is released publicly as a form of harassment, usually on social media. After numerous incidents of public health officials being targeted last year, lawmakers want to add them to the list, too. The bill would give state and county health workers the ability to remove their personal information from public internet records, things like their name, image, email, and physical address, and disclosing that information would be a misdemeanor. Some public health employees have faced threats to their homes, families, and even pets as the pandemic presses on. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A piece of Colorado history needs some restoration, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife is looking for volunteers. They'll help restore the Staunton Homestead Cabin in Jefferson County on the grounds of Staunton State Park, which opened in 2013. Work is expected to start in April and continue into the summer. A grant from History Colorado will pay for the restoration. The White River National Forest is asking for public comment on a plan to reinvigorate declining stands of aspen. Prescribed burns and tree harvests are being proposed to reverse decades of insect, drought, and disease damage. White River is the largest national forest in Colorado and the most visited in the country. The deadline for comments is April 20th. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.